Welcome back to episode 105 of the Be Yourself and Love It podcast. The fantastic George Wiseman, inventor, engineer, humanity lover, healer, is back to join us for part two of our conversation, which we started on episode 103. He was a very engaging guest and told us all about how he came across the fact that Burns gas is healing. And we kind of left you on a cliffhanger saying it might be quite interesting to know why Brown's gas works. Welcome back, George.
Hey, it's good to be here again. Yes, this is a big subject that people, myself included, like a few years ago, as I pointed out, I had no idea that hydrogen was so essential to life. And so it's been a steep learning curve for me, and hopefully I can make it simpler for other people, because this is really needed in every household. There is no question whatsoever. It will absolutely revolutionize our whole civilization as we know it. So why Brown's gas works? Well, I'll further expand a little bit later on to why Brown's gas is better than pure hydrogen. But we'll start with hydrogen. Okay. The hydrogen makes up 62% of atoms in our body. So 62% of us is hydrogen. And that's pretty much universal in the entire universe. Like somewhere between 60 and 70% of the universe is hydrogen, which is the smallest atom. And I call it pretty much the God atom, because it seems to appear and disappear in space, like into the energy continuum and pop out again. And everything seems to be able to be made from hydrogen. In the experiments that we've been doing, we can do transmutation and turn hydrogen into just about any material on Earth. So that's a whole other subject, which we can get into at some later date. And the AquaCure, interestingly enough, is set up to support that sort of application. But again, that's what we call Protocol 6, and we aren't going to get there just yet. Okay, so why Brown's gas works starts with the fact that hydrogen is an important element in our body. And how we get our hydrogen generally is from our food, hydrocarbons. It's hydrogens with carbons attached to it. And in order for the hydrogen to become accessible to our body, you need to break that hydrocarbon bond. And that takes a lot of energy to do that. You need to break the carbons off from the hydrogens. We are 62% hydrogen, 24% oxygen, 12% carbon. Even though they call us a carbon-based life form, we are actually mostly hydrogen. And then 2%, everything else, just 2%, is all this other stuff that people keep talking about. Okay, so our digestive system is what breaks the hydrogen off from the carbon, or the carbons from the hydrogen, whichever way you want to look at it. But since it's such a high energy thing, the digestive system is set up to take advantage of enzymes and catalysts and all kinds of things happening down in there. So first we masticate our food, we chew it really well, hopefully, and add some enzymes in there, and then we swallow it and drop it into an acid bath, which does some further decomposition and digestion. And then it goes off into the lower intestine with some bile from your liver, and that's where the microbiomes start to really become an effect. And then when it reaches your colon, your large intestine, just before it goes out of your body, there's supposed to be a specialized bacteria there that have the energy necessary to finally break off the weakened links between the hydrogen and carbon. This is very important. Those bacteria have been decimated. Most everyone on the planet has been exposed to antibiotics, which kill the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and glyphosate and artificial sweeteners and just a host of other chemicals and things that have destroyed these essential microbiome in our body. So we are actually eating food and not getting the nutrition from it.
That's right, because our
microbiome has been destroyed. So and hydrogen is one of our most essential nutritions. So what happens if you're deficient in hydrogen? This is the key that we're seeing all over the planet. So your body knows how to stay alive. Your body is incredibly intelligent. In fact, I say you need three things to be healthy. You need your essential nutrients, which hydrogen is one. You need the energy to process and live with those essential nutrients, put those essential nutrients where they belong, and you need intelligence. And the body has the intelligence innate, built right into it. Every cell knows what it's supposed to be doing. So we get back to the hydrogen deficiency. Just a quick little aside. Most people know, for example, for intelligence, that if you're out in the cold and getting hypothermia, your body will shut off blood flow to your extremities to preserve core temperature. This is an anatomic effect, and your body has that kind of programming built right through the whole thing. So if you don't have enough hydrogen and your body hangs on to hydrogen really tight because it's important, it will start shutting off extraneous systems that you don't immediately need. They're not immediately life-threatening, like your regeneration system, stem cells and such. And then if you still don't have enough hydrogen, it starts shutting off immune systems. So you get sick easier. And then if you still don't have enough hydrogen, your organs start to fail and you die from various ailments and diseases.
I did a show a little while ago on the fertility crisis, and this was also part of the... I think the phenomenon that almost everyone, an increasing number of people are suffering from chronic disease today. And we, in the mainstream system, they think of it all as the same disease. But what's happening is all disease stems from the underlying condition of the body at cellular level. So I saw the fertility crisis as part of the same phenomenon as you're talking about, where non-essential systems are getting shut down to make way because the body's basically just struggling to stay alive. So what you're telling me is that this AquaCure here, I've got mine in the background for those who are watching in the video, for those who are listening in the podcast, is like the juice fast on steroids, where people instead of put their vegetables through a juicer so they don't have to chew it to make it easier for their system to just extract the nutrients. What you're doing is you're just putting hydrogen in straight to the source, where it can be picked up by the bloodstream and delivered to the cells, bypassing the need to spend time and energy on metabolizing the hydrogen that's found in food.
Yes, very, very good insight. Hang on to that juicing thing, because when we start talking about easy gel, there's a there's a connection there. So what happens is then when you start to inhale the Brown's gas or drink the Brown's gas infused water or enriched water, you're putting the hydrogen and the energy directly into your body that you need. Because Brown's gas, we should define Brown's gas a little better if we didn't in the last video. Brown's gas is different than pure hydrogen in that it contains another essential element we call electrically expanded water. So it's water that has soaked up electrons until it's become a gaseous form of water. They call it a cold plasma, negatively charged cold plasma, that is not water vapor or steam. It's actually a gas that won't condense if you cool it. Until it loses those extra electrons, it won't go back to water. So when you inhale this, those extra electrons are immediately bioavailable to your body.
Right.
So they provide the energy that you need. So just imagine a pile of bricks in the woods. The bricks are your essential nutrients, but they don't do anything until energy is applied to put those bricks to make a brick house, and intelligence applied to make the brick house a brick house. So our body is our house, and the hydrogen is an essential element, but it's neutral. It doesn't do anything without energy. Most people who have chronic illness have used up their energy reserves, and or their energy generation systems have become compromised. So that's one of the reasons why Brown's gas is better than just pure hydrogen when you're inhaling it, because it also provides the energy you need to put the hydrogen where you need it to go.
So on that point, I had a friend that's suffering from symptoms of Parkinson's disease, what they call, and he was advised to buy a water ionizer. Am I to understand that this Brown's gas into the bargain, adds the benefits of a water ionizer, or could you speak to me a little bit about the connection between those two?
That's a good question. The water ionizers have been around for 45 plus years. And originally they thought that the health benefits were because of the pH and alkaline water. Mm-hmm. There's been a big thing about alkaline water. Well, recently, actually not so quite recently these days, time keeps passing. So in the late 2010 range, between 2007 and 2010, some studies were done on the ionizers, and they discovered that it was actually the hydrogen, because the ionizers are flow through electrolyzers. Electrolyzers, in this case, are splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen. So as the water came from your tap through the machine and it split it into the alkaline, high pH, and acid, low pH streams that come out of the ionizer, the hydrogen got added to the alkaline side because that's where the negative plates were. So it was splitting the water potential into its positive and negative. So the negative would go out there. And so you end up with the hydrogen going out with that. So you have hydrogen-enriched water is what they were finding. And in the studies, they discovered that if they took the hydrogen out of the high pH water and left the pH, the health benefits entirely disappeared.
Wow.
Absolutely gone. Had no effect whatsoever. The pH had no effect. Whereas if they left the hydrogen in and neutralized the pH, so that it was just neutral pH, the health benefits were 100% maintained. So it was always the hydrogen, not the pH. So that's with the ionizers. Now, the ionizers could only also infuse, make hydrogen-rich water. So all these hydrogen water bottles and all that kind of stuff, essentially the same gains that you get from the ionizers, at usually a lot less cost, but and with a lot more purity, because the water bottles you can put distilled water in instead of depending on the impurities in tap water, which there are many, to act as the catalyst for the electrolysis. Okay, so we get back to the I'm talking fast and probably giving a lot of words that people don't understand, but hopefully they're recording the conversation or they could go back and look at it and take it a piece of time. Okay, so the big advantage of the machines like the AquaCure is that you can inhale the gas, whereas the ionizers, you couldn't do that.
Right.
And so when you're drinking a hydrogen-rich water, my research has shown you're only getting about 10% benefit of inhalation. And if you do both, where you drink the water and you inhale, it's synergistic, and you actually get better results than either one alone. So if people go to AquaCure.life, make sure it's .life, okay, AquaCure.life, they will see my story, and they'll see I was drinking hydrogen-rich water since 2005 to 2016, and I didn't get sick. I was generally more healthy, but my neuropathies continued to advance. I still had my warts. I still had my tinnitus. I still had my heart murmur. I still had all of these things in my body, more than I can even remember. You have to go look at the list. All those started to resolve and have resolved since I started inhaling the Brown's gas, which is what I'm doing right now for those people that are watching the video.
As am I, under your tutelage. So I know this might be a how long a piece of string. And by the way, the water ionizer that they were recommended was twice as expensive as this machine. So for those who sort of, how long might someone expect to start seeing results when they start inhaling hydrogen that they would find undeniable?
That's a good question. When I started inhaling, I had no concept that it would increase my health. None whatsoever. So I was actually a good test subject, if you will, because I was unbiased. Right. And I noticed it wasn't harming me, because that's why I was starting to inhale it, because so many people were drinking the Brown's gas bubbled water from my what I called an ER50 at the time. Which was an assembly of tubes, a very efficient electrolyzer I had built back in the late 90s, 1990s. So they were drinking the Brown's gas bubbled water, and they kept asking me if they could inhale the gas. And I said it was not a good idea, because I had known the gas to be a combustible gas. It is an explosive gas, and I didn't want people to be inhaling an explosive mixture. And then in December of 2015, a customer sent me a video of a Korean hydrogen bar where they were actually inhaling Brown's gas. And I realized expert syndrome. You get locked into a thought and you don't think of everything. If you keep the hydrogen in your inhaled breath under the lower combustible limit, it's absolutely safe to breathe. It can't explode. It can't combust. So We designed the AquaCure to make sure that people can breathe an optimized limit, optimized value for themselves. Okay, back to our answering your question. Shoot, it just slipped out of my mind. I was trying to hang on to it there.
We talked about ionized water and how the benefit was actually coming from hydrogen rather than the high pH. And we were, now I've lost it.
no worries.
I'm sure we'll get where we need to go. How long is it? How long can someone expect to wait before they get undeniable effects?
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. So that said, I started noticing my psoriasis disappearing within 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
And there are people who have noticed immediate gains. Like first immediate thing I saw was the first time I inhaled for about 15 minutes, and people can go to my YouTube channel and see it, because that's where the story was leading to. As I inhaled that first time, I set up the experiments and inhaled. I videotaped myself in case something went wrong and people could see my idiocy. Well, it turned out it wasn't an idiocy, but that first time it was 15 minutes, and then I didn't sleep all night. My body was immediately affected. I was wide awake and alert. I was laying there in the bed. It was very disconcerting because I'm used to falling asleep. I can fall asleep against a rock, people say. So just laying there thinking I'm going to fall asleep any minute all night long. And I was okay the next day. But it's another reason why I inhale now while I'm working on the computer and stuff, because it keeps my mind alert without drinking coffee or anything like that. So that was the first thing I noticed. And a lot of people notice an immediate jump in energy and concentration and things like that. So in about 3 weeks' time, I noticed the skin, my psoriasis, like thick skin on my elbows, knees, and feet, started to peel off in like a snake shedding its skin. And I was thinking, this was also disconcerting. Pieces of your skin, large pieces peeling off. But underneath was baby smooth skin, and it didn't hurt or anything. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I kept on inhaling. And then I started to notice other things, which are in that list. And on the list, I also give the timelines so that people can see how long it took for each particular thing. But some things are relatively short, and some things are longer. And I've noticed from customer testimonials, thousands of them now, I can't really say what's going to happen to any particular body, because every body is different. Every circumstance, every conditions that they live in, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's different. There is no one size fits all. But if you're getting your essential nutrition, like this Brown's gas happens to be, then your body starts to intelligently do what it needs to do to mitigate and get back to health.
Right.
So it starts to turn back on your organs and repair your organs. Like all the scars are gone from my skin. Mm-hmm. Now that tells me two things. First of all, the skin is one of my largest organs. And secondly, it turned back on my regeneration system or stem cells, because instead of just patching a wound, it actually built the new skin and the scars disappeared. Like all the scars on my body are gone. And my immune system obviously was enhanced, because even though people were getting sick all around me and coughing and choking and blowing their nose, I didn't get sick. Right. So and I think I've had three times where I've had a sniffly nose, maybe four, since 2005. And it lasted a day or two at the most.
And that's like a natural process that your body mobilizes mucus or to move things that it doesn't want out of the body. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of people having a running nose after using it, because maybe it helps take waste out of the body. Because I was very influenced. This is what's so interesting about the healing journey, is you pick up bits of wisdom from people, and then you talk to completely other people with different backgrounds that kind of affirm the same concept, but from a different way. You're coming from an engineering perspective. My background was in detoxification of the body, because that's what I needed to do to heal my conditions, including skin conditions. And what my teacher said was, when the body removes toxins and starts to remineralize, and you get the nutrients into the cell rather than just going straight through you and not entering the cell, the body's got a priority of what it thinks it needs to heal first. So some people go, well, this isn't working. I've not seen anything from, and I've been on this for a month or two. And it's like, well, you don't know if you were knocking on a brain aneurysm, right? So how would you even know? Your body's going into those things and saying, that's urgent. I need to work on this first. And then maybe at some point, you know, your psoriasis or something that's more apparent will go away 2, 3, 4 months into the healing process, although it does sound like Brown's gas is rather faster than that. So because we're taught to believe that it's all mechanistic atoms bouncing, but there's so much intelligence at work in the body. There's so much intelligence underlying these systems, down to the cell. The cell's far more complicated than people realize when they first proposed the genetic roots of heritability and things like that. So it's beautiful how our holistic view of health is actually consistent, scientific, and holistic, whereas the mainstream one, which is meant to be scientific, is atomized and does not account for the phenomena that we actually see when people heal. They spend all of their time studying the sick, studying the symptom, so they never get to understand the underlying cause, which ties into the underlying intelligence of the body, which informs of the underlying intelligence of the entire universe. Anyway, back over to you.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And that kind of brings me to a subject that people ask about the protocols, or I mentioned about the protocols. When you inhale the gas or you ingest the hydrogen-rich water, your body decides what's going to happen.
Right.
But if you do the two external protocols where you put the water, the bubbled water on the skin, like you have age spots or scars or something on the skin, or even just under the skin, like tinnitus, where people have carpal tunnel syndrome, and you put the water or a bag, you bag the arm in a bread bag or something and put the gas in the bag. So the gas goes directly into the skin from the outside. And usually carpal tunnel syndrome is mitigated in less than 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yes, because it's an inflammation of the tendon sheath. Okay. And the Brown's gas gets rid of the inflammation in your body really quickly and easily. So when you do the outside protocols, like I had arthritis and I was losing the ability. I have a little click in this finger yet. But other than that, I have full strength and functionality and zero pain.
That's amazing.
It is. I'm telling you, the older people who live with chronic pain, it is very bad. It really destroys the quality of life.
Absolutely.
And what I so appreciate is that I don't have any pain anywhere in my body anymore. So it's the protocols. First four protocols are ingesting the water, or number two, inhaling the gas, or number three, putting the water on your skin, whatever it is that happens to be, with a dressing or something. And then the fourth is putting the gas on the skin, which you obviously have to use a bag or a shower cap or something along those lines. Which reminds me of the first time that I was told about Brown's gas for human health was in 1996. A customer who had one of our water torches was bubbling the gas in water to experiment with plants and decided, since he had a melanoma on his forehead, which is skin cancer, very bad prognosis. It tends to metastasize really easily. So he started putting the bubbled water on in a cotton ball in a little plastic cap and taping it on and changing out the water several times a day. And in 3 weeks' time, the melanoma was 100% gone. And this has been duplicated several times since. But at the time, I didn't believe him. I didn't think a combustible gas could be a healthful gas. Frankly, I was absolutely ignorant. But in any case, I did tell people about this, and then other testimonials started to come in, and the whole process started to happen. But it took from 1996 to 2005 for my customers to convince me to try to even drink the Brown's gas bubbled water myself. So obviously, I was not very open-minded. And they convinced me. But I just wanted to point that out as one of the very effective protocols of what you can do to mitigate something even as serious as this cancer.
So for those who've got older relations or are themselves older relations, do you recommend, if they've got arthritis in the extremities and the fingers, submerging the hands in water for large periods of the day, and Brown's water?
Brown's gas water for sure.
Yeah.
Generally, what I would do is I would put a glove on, like a latex or nitrile glove, and just put the gas up in the glove.
Oh, put the gas in the glove. Okay, yep. And you continue to run the machine while the gas is in the glove?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that means... If you don't want to tighten the glove much, that it cuts off.
Otherwise, it'll boom. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So in addition to this, it can fill up balloons.
Yes, you can fill up balloons, but don't pop them indoors. The explosion is quite loud.
And you wouldn't want it to catch fire either.
Put a little match to it or something, and you'll have a very satisfying pop. Yes, bang, actually.
Okay. Not recommended.
not indoors, and generally make sure to hold it away from your face so that flying pieces of rubber don't hit your eyes. Maybe use goggles or something. Generally, that sort of a thing isn't a danger with a small balloon. Mm-hmm. But if you do have it indoors, the pressure shock can cause issues, and you certainly don't want to inhale a combustible gas, like a gas. Right. You can inhale the gas, but make sure it's mixed with enough air that it's not combustible.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
Not worth taking any risks.
No, not worth it at all. First, do no harm.
Right. Okay, so we were getting into the discovery of how Brown's gas works.
Right.
We took a little bit of a trip through how it compares to comparable machines like the ionizer and other therapies. I was talking about holistic health. Did you know where you want to stop next on the train?
Yes. I want to explain why Brown's gas is better than hydrogen, just pure hydrogen. And we already noted one or two reasons, but I want to get specifically into something that I call easy gel. Okay. Right. So a professor in the University of Washington, Professor Gerald Pollack, his research crew discovered something that they named at the time Easy Water. Easy stands for exclusion zone, exclusion zone water. Now, exclusion zone water isn't actually water, although it's a gel that forms spontaneously from water. As soon as water contacts a hydrophilic or water-loving surface, it transforms itself into something called H3O2 negative. Okay, it's a gel-like form, and it excludes any impurities away from that water-loving. So that's why they called it an exclusion zone. So this exclusion zone gel turns out to be absolutely essential to life.
Right.
That's something that was discovered as more experiments were being done over years of time, but now we know. Okay, so the entire insides of our body are hydrophilic, water-loving, okay?
Right.
Hydrophobic being water-eating. Yeah. So in any case, we'll get back to that in just a second. So there's three medical mysteries that this resolves. The first medical mystery is our hearts don't produce enough pressure to push the blood through all of the thousands of kilometers of or miles, whoever happens to be listening, of capillaries, of blood vessels in our body. It just doesn't produce enough pressure to do that.
Right.
And nobody talks about that, but any medical scientist knows this. The second mystery is the red blood cells are twice the diameter of the smaller capillaries.
Right.
So how come they don't just stop it like a cork?
Yeah.
They slide through there. What prevents the friction? And the third thing is, in fluid dynamics, we know in physics that all fluids, liquid or gaseous, follow the path of least resistance. So how come when the heart pumps, it doesn't just pump in the larger blood vessels around in the thoracic region and back to the heart again? How come the tip of my pointy head to the tips of my fingers to the tips of my toes all gets the same blood flow?
Mm-hmm.
So those are three mysteries that are resolved with this easy gel.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just think about that for a second. So if you took your pulse, you wouldn't expect, are you saying you wouldn't expect the blood to be flowing at the same speed and as you got further away from the heart, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, it would essentially stop up and, yeah, and bypass and go back to the heart.
Right, okay.
Okay, so it turns out that, first of all, EZ-gel is negatively charged, and the red blood cells and the capillaries are coated with this stuff because it's all hydrophilic surfaces. So like charges repel each other. So therefore, in addition to the EZ-gel being a gel, therefore very slippery already, there's actually charges that repel each other. So now the red blood cell can squeeze down into a sausage shape. People can go online and look at this effect and squeeze through like a sausage through these narrow little capillaries, virtually friction free. So that's number one that EZ-gel does. The second thing is they discovered that the EZ-gel, the capillaries. So we go back to Professor Gerald Pollack's work, and they discovered that if you have a tube small enough, a capillary-sized tube that has EZ-gel in it, it will spontaneously start to flow fluid without a pump.
Mm.
Pump. Okay? This is very important because now what we've discovered is all the heart has to do is get the blood to the capillaries, and the capillaries actually pump it without pumping, actually move the blood through to over to the vein side so that it can get pumped back to the heart on the vacuum side. And this is why trees can grow and plants can grow. They have all these teeny capillaries that take the water from the soil and pump it up to the leaves and everything that's growing on the plant. And they don't even have a heart like we do. So our heart helps get the blood to the thing. So that's the three mysteries solved then, because the heart only has to get it to the capillaries. The capillaries grab it and move it so that it's not just pumping right back
to
the heart again.
Because they're negatively charged and the gel in the capillaries is negatively charged, they're essentially trying to run away from the sides of the tube. Up the tube. I'm running away from the negative charge. Oh, it's still negative charge. I'm running away. You know, and that's what gets the blood.
Something like that. I suspect there's a tiny little bias that the heart puts a pressure on it, which tends it to slide the one way.
One direction.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And with the trees, there's a bias having to do with gravity and stuff. Again, things have to do. So in any case, that goes off into biology that's beyond me, but they discovered that this works. Mm-hmm. So now the third thing is, actually two more things, but the third thing on the list is that it seems that every single one of your cells is full of this EZ-gel. Mm-hmm. So that's what plumps it up. And everything works within this matrix, this environment. So that's one reason why the crow's feet and the wrinkles on my forehead and everything are pretty much gone. I look like I did 20 years ago. Mm. And so here we are. Our whole bodies start, instead of shriveling up like a prune, start to expand out, and we get all that back again. And the final thing, reason why that Brown's gas is better than pure hydrogen, again, comes down to that electrons. So the electrons get rid of free radicals and oxidative damage and oxidative cascade and all of these things that are caused by lack of electrons. Like oxidative cascade is where a molecule grabs an electron from something else because it's deficient, and now that something else is electron deficient, so it goes and grabs something from something else. So that's called a cascade. Whereas the Brown's gas brings these electrons in, just feeds everything it needs to everywhere it needs, and all that stops. All that oxidative damage and stuff stops. So these are the reasons why the Brown's gas is better than just pure hydrogen. And pure hydrogen is good. Don't get me wrong. If you can only get pure hydrogen, like in tablets when you're traveling, or your hydrogen bottle when you're doing your sports activity or something, sure, it's good. But if you want the optimal, and I don't have time to do anything but the optimal, then we get into the Brown's gas.
So awesome. You've rendered me speechless.
Well, I can tell you, it's been a long learning curve for me as well. And every day I'm getting up very early in the morning, working till late at night, because I was inspired to do this, actually. My belief is that God put me on this planet to spread this word, to learn about this and spread this word. I have a Jonah story that I tell, that, and it essentially was, I started working with Brown's Gas in 1986. I was working with fuel saving devices at the time, and it increases combustion efficiency, so people get about 25% further on a gallon of gas and that kind of thing. And then I built the larger machines, which allowed to put Brown's Gas in the torch and cut steel better than acetylene and things like that. And then we got into this hydrogen for health thing that I was told about. And then we can go from there. My late wife got sick, and I ended up not being able to really do any research. And I was about $300,000 in debt by the time she died. And I was I was devastated. My life was gone. It was every bit of grief that a person could possibly imagine. And you can't. It's inexplicable. Anyone who hasn't gone through it doesn't understand. So in any case, that's when I started to inhale the Brown's Gas, and I now have a completely new life. It brought my body back to life. It mitigated the worst effects of the grief. It started to heal my body. It brought my libido back. And I can tell you that if you have a strong libido, you aren't interested in dying.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite subjects as well, women.
Yes. So I started dating again. I met my current wife, and I am very happy with her. She's absolutely amazing. But my Jonah story comes like this. About 3 months after I told people that they could inhale the gas safely and how to do it with my ER50, then a testimonial came in from a woman who had lupus, and her lupus symptoms were gone in 3 weeks of time. Mm. That absolutely, absolutely floored me. I was back in the worst of everything, because my late wife, whom I would have to carry to the toilet, she couldn't even roll over in bed without assistance. She'd lost her hair, her eyesight, her organs were failing until she finally died. And it was lupus. It was a very severe form of lupus. And here I am. I've been working with Brown's Gas since 1986. I've been told about the health aspects of Brown's Gas in 1996. By 2006, I was drinking the Brown's Gas bubbled water. Now, my late wife never did drink the Brown's Gas bubbled water because she was afraid of the higher pH water. She didn't want to do that. But here I was, a worldwide expert in Brown's Gas, telling people not to inhale the gas. And yet, when people started to inhale the gas, lupus was gone. I could possibly still had this wonderful, multi-talented woman alive today. So yeah, I was the only way I could get up off the carpet and live life is say, God, thank, I understand. Mm-hmm. We have to, I have to help people not suffer like we did. Not suffer the years of degradation. And it isn't just the person that is sick that's suffering. It's the entire support system. Everybody who's carrying them to the toilet and cooking and doing all the cleaning and everything. I had nobody helping me. It was totally myself. So I'm helping as many people as possible not go through that suffering, to be pain-free like I currently am, to have a new life and wonderful, enjoyable experiences. This is what proper nutrition like the Brown's Gas can do for people. And that's my Jonah story. That's where I was spit up on the beach by the whale, and I said, okay, God, I hear you. This is what you want me to do. And so here I am. I'm helping as many people as I can.
As you can, yes. And, you know, brought by life to so many circumstances, and we are exhorted, was the word I was looking for, to turn our suffering into peace, to use what we've experienced and what we've learned to help other people. That's what made me want to be a broadcaster in the first place. That's what made me want to become a therapist. You know, I'm a counselor, a psychotherapist. I felt like I learned certain skills from what I'd been through in my life that could be helpful to other people. And using that gave more meaning to the suffering. It wasn't all for nothing. And obviously, I salute you, as I'm sure so many people do, from choosing to live again and choosing a path with purpose, and not saying, well, you know, I've suffered so much, I just want to retreat from the world, but rather, now that I know something that could save others from suffering the way that I did, I'm going to do everything I can to allow people to know that there's a different way, because I can't bear the thought of other people going through that. Now, you've been very generous. I didn't mention this last time because we hadn't set it up yet, and I also didn't want the audience to think I was being merely mercenary and having you on to flog Burns Gas machines, although I do hope people will buy them. You created a discount code, Be Yourself, so that if anyone listens to Be Yourself and Love It podcast and wants to get one of these fantastic machines, which I've got mine here, my dad's been enjoying it, but he discovered that he can't take it at night before bed either because he doesn't want to be up. So now that it's the morning, I'm over at their house. I'm going to pop it upstairs for his use, and he's hoping to benefit from it himself, as his energy levels have gone down in recent years. So if you go to aquacure.com, is it?
No, aquacure.life. L-I-F.
That's right. That's better. Aquacure.life.
Aquacure.com was actually a gluing factory. It doesn't have anything to do with Brown's Gas. So you go.
I apologize for that.
No worries. A lot of people would make that error, and I'm glad it was pointed out.
It is.
So Aquacure.life. L-I-F-E.
Don't inhale glue. That's not going to help you. Aquacure.life, and you use the discount code Be Yourself, you'll get a generous discount from the Aquacure machine. And, you know, I've done so many different alternative therapies. I've tried so many different things. I even underwent plasmapheresis, where they like filter your blood out your body and take all the toxins out and things like that. And quite frankly, it was of a comparable cost to the Brown's Gas machine, and I didn't see the same benefits. I only advocate things that I believe in, that I benefit from, and I don't recommend most of what I've done. I kind of see my whole life as a little bit of a self-help laboratory. You know, I try things out and I report what works for me to my audience, to my clients. So I think, given what it costs, it doesn't really cost the earth, actually. It's quite affordable. It is an investment, but given the benefits that you might get from having one, it's shocking that it's not in every house so far yet. But as you know, we're under the influence of the medical MAFIA, and there's certain things that you're not allowed to claim, and certain things that get taken down from all the mainstream platforms, you know, they can actually come round to your house. Yeah, please go on.
Yes, I wanted to point out, because we can't make any claims, what we can do and what we do is have a 1-year satisfaction guarantee. So anyone who buys one can use it for a year, because some things take quite a while, and I want to help as many people as possible. They can use it for a year and return it if they need to. And that has worked extremely well.
Right.
So you can try it without risk. You just pay postage and that's it. Yeah, I would say.
Oh, well, that's very good, because I had a bunch of friends say, well, I'd like to get one, but it's a bit of an investment. So I'll see how you get on for the next few weeks. I can assure them that if they don't get the benefits they're looking from the Aquacure, that they can simply return the machine. George, would you like to tell us anything else before I start to wrap up the show?
Yes. The other thing is, we have a lifetime manufacturer's warranty, because during the time that I was treating my late wife and I were having our issues, we tried many things, and that's where we got into $300,000 in debt, trying to get her back to health and preserve her life. And none of those things had any kind of satisfaction guarantee or very much of a warranty or anything like that.
I know.
It's money down the drain. Whereas, so when you buy the AquaCure, if there is a manufacturer's error or anything that is a fault of along those lines, we will pay for the shipping, the labor, the parts, and get you a machine that's working with no cost to you. So in addition to the 1 year money, 1 year satisfaction guarantee, we have the lifetime warranty as well. So we want to make sure that, and of course, then I build the machines in such a way that they don't break down. That goes back to history, because I don't want to have a bunch of machines breaking down. I like to make machines that just do their job for 20 years, no problem at all.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense, because I see so many people offering services. When you're in the mainstream system, they'll pay for all sorts of treatments which are proven not to actually add one day to people's lives or improve their quality of lives. They'll pay it here through the National Health Service in America through Medicare and Medicaid. Your insurance will pay for it, but they won't buy you a Brown's gas machine. In fact, go on.
That's correct. And the other thing is safety. Mm-hmm. I've been working with Brown's Gas since 1986. I have built into the AquaCure a complete array of safety mechanisms that a lot of the Me Toos that are jumping on the bandwagon out there, mm-hmm. some of them even charging more money than the AquaCure. Mm-hmm. There's ones that are charging up to $30,000.
Wow.
And they're not as safe or as effective or efficacious as the AquaCure. Right. So we are going to have to raise our price in the not too distant future, because I've held this price since 2017.
Wow.
And I, because of greater like mass production and stuff, we've been able to make the machine less expensive. And so I've been able to hold the price, but prices are getting up there. So safety is a really big thing, and quality of the machine. So don't go jumping out there on lower price machines or even upper price machines without checking out the features. And the other thing we have is I have built into, because I understand Brown's Gas, I've built into the machine the ways that it can support protocols number 5 and 6, which are what we call deuterium depleted water. The Brown's Gas machine, the AquaCure, can actually, with another apparatus that we're putting together now, make deuterium depleted water, and which is something going on, people are understanding, and new water, which is a whole nother subject that goes off into the transmutation and all that kind of thing. This is all built into the AquaCure. So when you're buying an AquaCure, you're buying that functionality mm-hmm. that we will be supporting and so every AquaCure we've ever sold can have this. And all the Me Toos out there don't know enough to be able to build this stuff right into their machines.
So yeah, I've heard some podcasts on deuterium depleted water, and that people are using it for health applications. That reminds me, earlier on when we were talking about when I mentioned the juice cleanse, you said hold on to that thought for a second, because I've got a relation there. We brought it back with a cliffhanger. It has a relationship to the Easy Water. Tell us about that.
Well, that is fairly simple, if you can imagine. All water-based life forms, including plants, have this EZ gel in them.
Right.
And when you juice the water plants, right. you're you're actually getting that EZ gel directly ingested into
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yes. And I tell people, you can properly hydrate the body by drinking. It's good to drink more water, but just think about it. When you drink water, as soon as it hits your digestive system, it gets absorbed to the walls of the large intestine. So what you want is this, the water from plants when they're juiced can go effectively all the way through the tube and hydrate the whole system.
Yes.
And it's more bioavailable.
And that brings me back to, I had totally forgot, in 2019, I was speaking at a water conference in Bad Soden, Germany. You can see that water conference online. And in the question and answer period at the end, Professor Pollack himself, in the front row, got up and asked the question. I know when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I work with Easy Water. How does Brown's Gas affect Easy Water? And I told him, I don't know. Why don't we just do some research and find out? So I cooperated with the University.
Wonderful.
And we discovered a very interesting thing. And this is one of the most important reasons why Brown's Gas is better than pure hydrogen. When you put hydrogen into water, it does not affect the Easy Gel. When you put oxygen into water, it does not affect the EZ gel. when you put oxyhydrogen into water, which is a stoichiometric mixture of two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen into water, it does not affect the easy gel. None of those affect the easy gel. When you put Brown's gas into water, the minimum that the easy gel expanded was three times, 300%. Okay. That was the minimum. We had experiments where the gel became, now this is only a few microns thick, as you can imagine. We had thicknesses to the point where you could see it with the naked eye.
Wow.
So the Brown's gas really affects the easy gel in the body. It enhances that whole effect. And as you can tell, the easy gel is absolutely essential to life. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Brown's gas is one of the reasons it's better than the pure hydrogen.
Is the easy gel what's sometimes called structured water?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So people might have heard structured water and just be, so they'll know that those are the same things. And if you want to learn more about it, it's been really big in an alternative health structured water at the moment. So it's something that people can do further research on. George, I'm so glad to be your associate, friend, and now to some extent colleague, since we're allowing people to know in partnership with the Be Yourself and Love, Be Yourself coupon code, they can get one of these machines. Aquacure.life, is there anything else you would like people to know?
Oh yeah, we'd have to have another episode. But we can worry about that in a while after some people have experienced the Brown's gas, and then we can start to explain some of the other things.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've got an open invitation to the show. I'm sure you're now one of the listeners' favorite guests as well as mine. Thank you so much. At home, aquacure.life, beyourselfandloveit.com if you're interested in counseling or personal coaching with me. And remember, be yourself. But don't just be yourself and love it.